Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
So as I mentioned before the break, there's a new study which has revealed a fairly worrying link between frozen slush ice drinks and glycerol intoxication syndrome, which can, in some cases, leave small children unconscious. Cases of 21 children in both the UK and Ireland were highlighted who were admitted to A&E in the past 6 years after having the frozen drinks. And researchers now say that children under the age of 8 should not be allowed to consume them due to the health risks. Well, the study was led by Professor Ellen Crushell, who's metabolic paediatrician at Children's Health Ireland Temple Street and also clinical professor at UCD School of Medicine. And Ellen is here. You're very welcome. It's good to have you with us. And, you know, as I mentioned before the break, this is getting a lot of attention this morning. People are concerned about this. Just to be clear, I suppose, what we're talking about here, these are the frozen drinks that you would see for sale in places like play centres, perhaps.
Yeah, exactly. So they're very much targeted at children. They have those nice bright colours. They're, you know, the messaging and the cartoon pictures are geared for children. Mm-hmm. So they're semi-frozen, and that's the key.
Yeah, they're blue sometimes.
Blue,
or bright
yeah,
red,
yellow, orange. Yeah, it's in different flavours.
Okay, and you'll be pestered for them, and many parents will know that. So the ingredient of concern is glycerol, is it?
Yeah. So traditionally they would have been full of sugar, but more recently, because I suppose of public health concerns and parental concerns about the high sugar containing drinks, some of the companies have taken out the sugar, but they needed to replace it with a substance that would allow it to still have the semi-frozen texture and be a sweetener. So glycerol kind of performs that duty.
So that's why we have glycerol in these drinks, but not in sort of fizzy drinks that are
sugar-free. No, I mean, you'll find glycerol in things like low-sugar jellies and things like that. But but it's the use of glycerol is becoming, I suppose, more ubiquitous as we need less sugar in our diets.
And glycerol is a problem. Why? For young children?
Well, so glycerol, if a young child, a small child, it takes a large dose of glycerol that you might find in a slushy, but right now we don't know the exact dose in a slushy because there's no requirement to label it as such or to measure it. That's absorbed straight away into the system, and that big dose of glycerol, the metabolism of a small child can't really cope with that all of a sudden. It interferes with their glucose metabolism. So, and that's basically how the body manages, keeping your blood sugar normal. So these children present with very low blood sugars, like dangerously low. This cohort that I'm describing is, I suppose, the most severe end of the spectrum. And that's description of 21 patients who became, quite suddenly within an hour of drinking a slushy, unconscious and had very low blood sugars when they came to the ED.
Right. These are the cases that we're hearing about. I mean, there may be other children who can cope with this but still are showing some sorts of symptoms, right?
So I suppose there's a sense that these are the most severe in the spectrum. It's felt that there probably is a spectrum, and that children can get nausea and headaches and vomiting as well from less of a dose.
And what is happening to them is called glycerol intoxication, is it?
Their glycerol intoxication syndrome has been described occasionally very rarely, but in an adult who for some reason had a huge dose of glycerol or was given a dose of glycerol as a medication a long time ago when it was used in for some surgeries. But so that's where the term has come from. But an adult can cope better with glycerol. It doesn't seem to cause low blood sugar in adults, but it certainly can cause reduced consciousness in adults. Not the levels from a slushy now, but this was a kind of medical use of glycerol that used to happen.
And you're particularly concerned about children under the age of 8 consuming these drinks.
Well, so the FSAI, the Food Safety Authority of Ireland, issued guidance on the back of hearing about some of these cases last July to say that children under 4 should shouldn't, because they felt that there was probably a dose cutoff that the children who are bigger than 4 would be okay. But I suppose two of our cases are age 5 and above in this case, and we know of one 7-year-old as well, so who got it. So I suppose we feel that maybe the guidance should be looked at because of the possibility there have been milder symptoms in other children that don't end up, under my care as a metabolic paediatrician, which is quite a specialist, but that don't need medical attention at all, that they just feel sick for an hour or two and then they get over it.
Right.
So it was itself in the system.
It may be that these are not suitable for children who are older than 8.
Well, that's possibly too. Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, they don't convey health benefits. I suppose if you go back to basic health, public health messaging, you know, they're not part of a recommended healthy diet for a child. But I suppose for the older children, moderation is probably key. So the FSA guidance in relation to older children would be that they shouldn't have any more than one in a day, but that they're unlikely to have, health issues with one,
right,
in the older child.
But for those who experience this syndrome, what are the outcomes for them?
So they all, for our group, the severe group, and these are 21 children from across UK and Ireland, they all needed IV fluids and IV glucose to bring their blood sugar levels back to normal. But they recovered quite quickly. And so once the glycerol leaves the system, that's essentially it's over. But, you know, that period when they're sick is dangerous. So it's a transient thing. It's, I suppose, like a kind of a poisoning. It's transient while it's in the system, and then they recover, and they've all done fine.
But they need treatment. I mean, if they don't have treatment, what happens?
Well, that's it. There's definitely a risk because they have a very low blood sugar. One child had a seizure. Most of them were unconscious, not just drowsy. So I suppose if you're in a situation where you're with a child who's just had a slushy and they're not feeling well, the advice would be to give them something sugary to eat or drink, because it may be that their blood sugar is going low.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously to stop drinking the slushy.
So this study is advising now that, you know, the guidelines should be looked at around these drinks.
Yeah.
If you were writing those guidelines, what would you say?
Well, I think I would review all of the data, and this paper, I think, will be key to that, because it's the first time that this syndrome has been described at all in a cohort of children, and it's the first time that it's been associated with slush drinks in the medical literature. So I think it'll inform, policymakers and food safety authorities internationally in terms of that decision. It's very hard to pick an exact cutoff. Maybe what's actually needed is more transparency around glycerol, because at the moment it doesn't need to be declared, it doesn't need to be measured, and all of that.
That seems extraordinary given what you've just told us.
Yeah. So this is all, I suppose, very recent, and its use it's only become, used in the doses that it's obviously currently being used in recent years. Mm-hmm.
I mean, you mentioned sugar-free jellies now using glycerol as well. Would you be concerned about those being marketed to children too?
I don't think so, because, if you think of it, drinking a slushy, and there are probably other factors as well. For example, the speed at which it's drank, what's been happening otherwise. Have they had a meal in the last few hours? Have they had loads of exercise? So there's probably many factors, because, thousands of children drink slushies and you don't hear about the vast majority of them having
apart from brain freeze.
Yeah. So, well, that might be actually what related to it.
Really?
Well, if you think about it, yeah.
Explain to me why you say that now. It's really interesting.
So glycerol used to be used in medical situations to reduce brain pressure in somebody who's had a brain injury. Now, that's going back a long time. It's not used currently. And how it does that is it kind of draws water out of cells.
Mm-hmm.
We're just postulating now.
Right, but it could be linked to that sensation.
An effect on fluids in the body.
Extraordinary. Yeah. I mean, it sounds to me from what you're saying that this review of the guidelines needs to happen pretty quickly, right?
And I suspect it. I'm sure they'll be looking at the paper with interest. Yeah.
Well, let's hope. And thank
you. But back to the question about jellies. If you're eating 10 jellies, you're not going to be getting the same dose as. It takes longer. You're not going to get the same dose of glycerol.
Yes.
Drinking it so quickly. Mm. At the end of a load of physical activity. Do you know the setting is different? I've never heard of it in the
okay, setting. But you seem to be clear that glycerol needs to be looked at.
I think it probably does, yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Ellen, for coming in. That's Professor Ellen Crushell. We'll take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.